You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. As we mentioned in the newscast, Alan Greenspan is going to be on Capitol Hill today. And for years, Adora, you remember this, he'd go up to Capitol Hill and they would treat him like a pharaoh or something. He's like, please, oh wise man, tell us how to proceed.
Yes, that's what I recall.
Please tell us, tell us. I think his reception may be a little different today.
Yes.
At the risk of repeating a cliche, I mean, really, a perfect storm is the only way to describe what's going on in the markets over the last 36 hours. Markets in Asia are down again today. Concerns about falling company profits and a slowing global trade rate. Also, the dollar is spiking as institutions and traders all over the world park their money in cash. The cash of that's preferred in the world today is the dollar. Everyone parking their money in cash raises the value of the dollar. That has implications for U.S. industries. To discuss all of these related and conflicting and colliding events economically is our market expert, Hank Potts from Barclays Wealth in London. Hank, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
You know, explain why in the midst of a global recession the dollar's value would rise and what are the implications for U.S. businesses from that?
I think fundamentally what we're seeing is that there's a greater expectation of recovery coming through in the United States and perhaps we're seeing in the Eurozone or certainly seeing in the domestic market. So it's a mixture between greater dollar strength and also weakness within some of the Eurozone and UK markets. I think we've seen aggressive monetary and fiscal policy coming through from the United States that hasn't been replicated anywhere nearly as quickly in the Eurozone or here in the UK. Therefore, the expectation is while growth will still slow down in the United States, it's perhaps not the disaster that we're going to see here in the UK. Yesterday, we had comments from the governor of the Bank of England and the Prime Minister talking about the fact that we're going into recession, reinforcing market fears over the state of the economy. UK economy certainly in poor shape, failed to grow in the second quarter. Tomorrow, we get the first snapshot of third quarter growth and likely to show contraction. And that's why I think we're seeing the changes. The pound trading down at a five-year low against the dollar today, all the way back to 162. Remember, only a few months ago, what was it, 210, 211?
That's right, that's right. And, you know, Gordon Brown mentions the word recession yesterday, and the pound just, like, goes off the cliff along with the euro. I'm wondering, are there any implications for American businesses who are relying so much on exports for their profits these days?
That's the real problem, of course. While it ironically can actually be quite a good thing in terms of the UK economy, if we start to see sterling struggle, that'll make it far easier, of course, for companies who are trying to compete in the global market space to win back customers and to gain market share at home. And, of course, the opposite is the case if you're the United States who's having to deal with a strengthening US dollar. And we certainly believe that the dollar will continue to strengthen as you look into 2009.
It got a lot of little attention in the United States, but headlines all over Europe were focusing on the Chinese growth slowing. I mean, really, the brakes screeching on in China.
You're still talking at 9% in the third quarter. Anywhere else in the world, you'd take that or even half of that.
Well, sure we would. But I guess if Chinese growth is slowing, does the Eurozone take that on the chin? That is directly, it goes to demand for goods, purchases of goods and purchases of industrial commodities, that sort of thing. If Chinese growth begins to slow down, it affects all of these other businesses?
You make an important point, and particularly we've seen the fact that we've seen a strong reaction coming through in the commodities market. Obviously, what we've seen over the course of the past few years is the fact that China's been sucking in all these commodities, whether it goes from oil to steel and pretty much across the board. Now, signs that the Chinese economy is slowing down, therefore you have an expectation that there'll be reduced demand coming through for these commodities, and that's quickly been reflected in not only the price of commodities but the mining stocks as well, which have come off pretty aggressively in the last couple of months. In saying that, I mean, we know that the risk in China has now moved from inflation back to growth. I think the authorities will be pretty aggressive in terms of cutting interest rates, reducing bank reserve ratios in an effort to try and get lending up there, introduce tax cuts, and there are significant investments when it comes to infrastructure. So the outlook perhaps not as bad as some people have been talking about.
So the engine is still running there in China. The question, though, is this common sense sense of recession around the world is having a really deep negative effect on markets. Hank Potts, thanks so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Hank Potts is a market expert from Barclays Wealth. Adora?
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.